We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Pei Dalad Amad Aleph, and we are beginning the last two words of Pei Gimel Amad Beis. We just learned as Machlekes, the Chananya and the Tanakama, why a boat is not Mekabel Tumah. According to the Tanakama, the reason why a boat is not Mekabel Tumah is because it's a hekesh to the water, to the ocean. And just like the ocean is not Mekabel Tumah, the boat is not Mekabel Tumah. According to Chananya, it's a different reason. Since it's made out of wood, and the halacha is that by wood there's a hekesh to sack that has to be able to metaltel mali v'reikon. You have to be able to carry it, sai mali and sai reikon, sai if it's full and sai if it's empty. That's the only time that it's mekabel tumah if you carry it mali v'reikon. That's the Chananya says. Therefore, if this boat is a small boat, tackle mekabel tumah because I can carry the boat. But if it's a big thing, it can't be mekabel. A big ship is not mekabel tumah. Why? Because it's too big. Or if it's cheres, it's another case where according to Chananya, you would be able to mekabel tumah because only a din by eights there has to be metalta mali v'reikam. So Rav is going to say halacha. What's called being metalta mali v'reikam? Does it mean you have to carry it on your shoulder or a different thing? Amar Rava, v'lechananya tiltal idei shvarim shmei tiltal. According to Chananya, being metalta something with oxen is called tiltal. L'maisa, it's a moving object. It's moving with oxen. That's enough to be called something metalta mali v'reikam, and it's mekabel tumah. How do we notice? Because we have a Mishnah in Kalim, the Tanakh. Shalom Shagol is saying, there's three type of wagons. Asuyas Kikidra, if it's made like a place to sit, it's a wagon which made to carry people to sit on it, which means it's short enough for a person to get onto it, and it has walls on three sides. That's Tomei Medrash. That would be Tumas Medrash. If a Zav sits on it, it's Tomei. We know that if a Zav sits on a chair that's made for a chair, then it becomes a Tumas Medrash, which is Ava Tumah. But if a Zav sits on something that's not made for a chair, it will not become Tumas Medrash. Maybe if he touches it, it will become Tumas Maga, but it's not Tumas Medrash. Tumas Medrash is only if it's made as a chair. So certain agalas are made as a sitting agala, and therefore, it's made to carry people, and it's made as a chair. There, it will become Tumas Medrash. If this agala is made kemita, which means like a flatbed, it's made to carry merchandise, so it's made as a flat thing without any holes on the floor. It's made as a straight, that's why it's similar to a mita. Of course, it wasn't made as a mita. If it's made as an actual bed, then it would be Tumah Medrash also. But it means it's a wagon shaped like a mita. It's like a flatbed wagon that has a good floor, and you're piling up merchandise onto it. So this type of wagon, Tumah Tumah Mace, it can be Tumah Tumah Mace because it has a shame keli. So it's Tumah Tumah Mace. And therefore, but it's not Tumah Tumah Medrash because it's not made for a person to sit or sleep on it. So if someone does that, it doesn't. If the zav does, it doesn't become Tumah Medrash because you say amoid v'nasal malachtenu, which means when you need it to carry merchandise, they get up. It's not a chair, so therefore it's only matamat Tumah Meis, which means avada Tumah Sheretz. Also, it just means the only way it can become a avad Tumah if a mace is on it. It has a Tumah of Tumas Meis. The third type of wagon is shalavonim. It's made to carry stones, and the ones that made to carry stones were big wagons, but they had like slats on the floor of the wagon. And there were holes in between. And the holes were bigger than pomegranates. So the halacha is Torah Mekulam. Because it's not called a Beis Kibul, so it's not Mekabel Tumah. Om Rabbi Yechonam, yes, but Beis Kibul. Remind him, if the slats are close enough that you can carry pomegranates on it, then it's Tumah. Then it's Tumah Meis. Then it could be Tumah Meis. And the Gemara holds, that's where the Raya is. The Raya here is from right here. Rabbi Yechonon says, like Rashi speaks out, that since it's a Mekabel Tumah, this wagon with rocks on it, when it's mala, you cannot, a person can't move it. It's very heavy. But since you carry it with oxen, it's called Metalta Mali Varekam. So you see from here, this wagon, this wooden wagon that has a base kibbutz reminding them is Mekabel Tumah. Tysus asked, the walking should be a Raya from the second case, Kemita. You see, it's Tumah, even though you need something to pull it. So he said, that wouldn't be a Raya, because maybe there a person could pull it. But the case of Avonim, it's so heavy, where a person can't pull it, there's a Chiddush that's Mekabel Tumah. Then the Mishnah goes Vaita. Shalosh Teva is saying, there's three type of chest. Teva is little boxes called chest. Teva should pischof mitzida, if this chest has an opening on the side and means you can use it as a chair and won't disturb you because you need to get something out, you just open the side door, then Tumei Medrash. Then it's Tumei Medrash. Mil Maila, if the chest has an opening on top, like you look at these freezers with an opening on top, then it's Tumah Meis, but not Tumah Medrash, because you can't sit on it, because you may have to get the ice cream out, you're going to have to stand up. Va'baba Mida, and if it's a chest that's very big, it's too big, Tahira Mekulam, which means it's so big that you can't even move it, then it's Tahara from all Tumas. It's not, there's no Tumas whatsoever. There's no Tumas Shechiva, Medrash, because even if it's not Metal Tumah Reka, maybe we'll have Tumas Medrash, but Lemaisa, it's not something you can lie on because it has a door on top. And it's so big, so it's not matama all other tumas. That's what the Mishnah ends off. Taisus bothers, but bothers Taisus, why you bring down this part of the Mishnah? It's not negeos. We don't need the Raya. The Raya was in the first half that the Talmud of Yeshvarim. He says, oh, you want to bring in the whole Mishnah? So there's another part of the Mishnah you missed out. Gimel Arevos. So therefore, Taisus blabs sure exactly why we brought this part of the Mishnah. But like upon him, the Raya from the first part of the Mishnah by Golos, that by the one of Avonim, is Tamei, because Kuma Tatam al Rekam, even though it's only Ade Shvarim. Not the one of Aita, when it goes further with Hilchas Tumah of Taira, the guy Medris. Tanar Abonim. Medris Kli Cheres Tar. Surprise, it says Tanakama, it says Mechares Tars, Medris Kli Cheres Tar. That means that even though we just said that if you have a bed or you have a chair and a Zov sits on it, it becomes Avatoma. If it's made out of Kli Cheres, made out of pottery, it's not Tome. It's Tar. No such thing as a medris by Kli Cheres. And we'll see later on, the Gemara will make a drasha for that. Rabbi Yisrael Eimer, Afasvina, also a Svina. What is it? Afasvina, also a Svina, what? Maiko Amah, what does that mean? Omer Avasvid, Hoch Kama. Medris Kli Cheres Tar. A medris that's made out of Kli Cheres is Tar. Umagoy Tome. And if you touch it, then it's Tome. That means there's Tumas Maga to Kli Cheres. Kli Cheres is a regular Keli. So if it comes Tome, Bimago, if someone touches it, if a Zav touches it, if someone touches it. Mesvina Shacheres to make Chananya. And not only is a regular Kli Cheres Tamei, a Svina Shacheres also is Tamei, Kechananya. Even though we have our Mishnah, our Tanakama holds that a Kli Cheres, a ship, is a Svina, is never comes Tamei. But Chananya holds, if it's made out of Cheres, it's Tamei. Because Chananya holds, the whole Drash was, that's Mali Varekim, which is only by eights, and not by Cheres. So the Svina Shacheres Tamei, like Chananya, and not like our Tanakama holds that all ships are not Mekabel Tumah. Rabbi Yisrael, afasvina tahira ketanya don. It says, not only is a medris kli cheres tahar, afasvina is tahira ketanya don, like our tana, because a svina is a hukash liyam, and therefore it's tahar. So that's Rav Zvid's pshat in this brisa. Maskur, our papa has a kasha. What's afasvina, also svina? We're saying it's going back on medris kli cheres. The problem is that svina, we're trying to say afasvina, that afasvina is tahar, that it's more than no tumas medris, there's no tumas maga also. So then what's the af? There's nothing we said in the Tanakama that there's no tumas maga. Everything there was had tumas maga, no tumas medris. So what's af asfina? We're trying to say af asfina is tahira, like our Tana doesn't even have maga. So the Lashon af also is shver. Maskara papa, my af. So therefore, a papa that have different shah in the Gemara. My af asfina. Elo amra papa, hachakamar. Medris, this is a whole different pshat in the brisa. Medris kli cheres tar, which we said before, we'll say tomorrow have a drasha, that a bed or a chair made out of pottery of cheres is tahar according to this man, it's tahar. There's no din medris by kli cheres. Umagir tamei, but if something touches of tumah touch kli cheres, it becomes tamei. Vishal eitz, and if it's made out of wood, then bein midrash. So a saif is made a chair has tumas medris, become ava tumah. Bein magai and saif it touches is tamei. And the brisa goes right. The svinas hayarden tahira ketana don. But svinas yarden has nothing, no tumas maga, and no tumas medrus, nothing. Svinas yarden tahira ketana don. He changes to svinas yarden. He could have said svinas cheres. Same idea. Like Rashi speaks out. Lav dafka svinas yarden. Anything that we're trying to bring out of Tanakama, the Naf community, Tanakama chananya, either svinas yarden, a small svina, or a cheres. Rabbi Yisrael, af svina metameya. Svina is also tamik chananya. If the magak upon him, if it's cheres, and if it's svinas yarden matama, both medrash and things, medrash and maga. So what's afasvina? Very good shmak. Afasvina is the same thing like shalates, or afasvina is the same thing as medrash kli cheres, which has maga tame. So that's what we're saying. Afasvina tamei, and who's your like chananya holds that it's possible to have tuma by a ship. How? Either if it's small or if it's made out of cheres. Now the Gemara will go back to the halacha that we said there's no tumas medris on a kli cheres. The Gemara will discuss where is the makar, what's pshat of that halacha? Well, medris kli cheres menal notar. How do you know that a medris of a kli cheres is tahar? Where do you know that from? On my chizki yudom makar, it says in the pasuk the ish asher yiga mishkavai. The pasuk says regarding the tumah medris that if someone touches the bed of the zav, he becomes tameh. The ish asher yiga mishkavai that he becomes tameh. So it says mishkavai. And it says like the Mishkov of the Zav. It doesn't say Mishkov. It says Mishkovoy. It sounds like a hekesh to the Zav himself. It sounds like there's a hekesh to the Zav himself. It says the Isha Shishkum Mishkovoy. Talking about the Arav. Yeah. So Mishkovoy sounds like the Mishkovoy. Him and the Mishkov. Makish Mishkov Aloy. There's a Hekesh Mishkov to the Zav. Mahu Islay Tarab Mikvah, just like a Zav has a Tarab Mikvah. A person we know can go to a Mikvah. Af Mishkov, the bed also has to be possibly put into a Mikvah. Not Islay Tarab Mikvah. And we know that Kli Cheres has no Tarab Mikvah. The Pasuk says that by Kli Cheres becomes Tamei Yeshaver, you have to break it. That's the only way to Matar Kli Cheres. So therefore, since that's the only way to matar it, so we know it's not time of mikvah, and so therefore it doesn't go into the pasuk of medrash, because medrash is a hookish to the zav itself. Just like he's shayach in a mikvah, the keli also has to be shayach in a mikvah. That's one drasha. That's Chizkiyah's drasha. The Rabbi Shmuel Tana, a different drasha. Rabbi Shmuel Tana, kemishkav nidasa. The pasuk says, legabe tumas mishkav, it says, by nida, it says, kol mishkav ashtishko olav, kemishkav nidasa yelah. And it says Mishkav Nidasa, Hekesh to Nida. Makesh Mishkav Allah. There's a Hekesh, the Mishkav to her. Mahi Islak Tara Mikvah. So she has a Tara in a Mikvah. Af Mishkava, her bed also has to be possible to put into Mikvah Lafuki Klicheres. Af Mishkava Nami Isla Tara Mikvah Lafuki Klicheres, less than Tara in Mikvah. Lafuki to exclude Klicheres has no Tara in a Mikvah. That means we're coming out that the only time something can have Tumas Medris or Mishkav Maishav Medris is only if they have Tahira B'mikvah. There's no Tara B'mikvah. There is no Tumas Medrash. And that's how we're saying Medrash L'Cheres is Tahar.